In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you again today on the subject of work and possessions, offering to God the work that we do as a sacrifice. The energizing principle of the Christian life should be my life for yours. I think that's what love is about. Love always gives up its right to itself. If the energizing principle is your life for mine, or self-fulfillment, or look out for number one, then of course anything goes. I may make use of any worldly method to climb to the top, if I have to climb over 20 other people, if I have to cheat a little bit here and there, if I have to be dishonest in my work, if I punch in and then do a whole lot of things for which I'm not supposed to be paid, or do a whole lot of things at the end of the day before I punch out. You know the ways in which people generally cheat. You know the ways which are usually overlooked by the boss. You know when the boss is going to come around, and you know what you can get away with when he's not there. But as a Christian, the energizing principle of my life is not your life for mine, but my life for yours. Do to others what I would want them to do for me. In the business world, it's supposed to work there too. Well, I know you're going to say that's pretty hard. What do you know about it? And I grant it's hard. It's hard in any area because we live in a world which is out for number one. And we are responsible to give ourselves. Why? Well, because we follow him who gave himself. This is how we know what love is. My whole life is an offering to Christ, all that I do as well as all that I am. And love is always asking, what can I do for you? Asking first of Christ himself, what, Lord, can I do for you today? Here I am, all of me for you forever. Show me what you want me to do today. Help me with the work that you've given me. And then all of us have to live and or work with other people. What does God want us to do for them today? I go back to that little gem of a book, Amy Carmichael's If. Amy knew a lot about what it meant to work with other people. For 6 years, when she first went to India, she was an itinerant evangelist, and she traveled in very uncomfortable conditions with 6 or 8 Indian women. She, being an Irish white woman, had to learn to adapt to their culture. She had to endure the discomfort of traveling by bullock cart. My husband and I had about a 10-minute ride in a bullock cart when we were visiting India, and 10 minutes was about 9 minutes more than I enjoyed. The bumping and the banging, there aren't any springs in bullock carts, and the roads were rather bumpy, and the pace is considerably slower than you can walk. And you might say, well, why didn't Amy Carmichael walk instead of riding in the bullock cart? And I suppose the simple answer is because she was conforming to the culture of the Indian people, and this is the way they traveled. But picture the slow, bumpy bullock cart, the heat of South India, the crowds of people, the dirt, the flies, the smells, and then pitching a tent and living with 6 or 8 Indian women, not for days at a time, but for weeks at a time and months at a time. I think Amy Carmichael must have learned many of the things that she put into this little book, If, during those early years of her life. Well, after those 6 years were over, then for the next 47 years, she was the mother of a large family, an increasing family, which came up to about 900 people at its peak. She had to work for children, and it meant hard work, washing diapers, washing bottles, sweeping floors, planting, just all the work that a mother would do, plus a good many other things, too. So I wanted to read some of these things to help you as you think about your place in the work that God has given you. This little book, If, page 32. If I cannot, in honest happiness, take the second place or the 20th, if I cannot take the first without making a fuss about my unworthiness, then I know nothing of Calvary love. Here's another one. If by doing some work which the undiscerning consider not spiritual work, I can best help others, and I inwardly rebel, thinking it is the spiritual for which I crave, when in truth it is the interesting and exciting, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If monotony tries me, and I cannot stand drudgery, if stupid people fret me and little ruffles set me on edge, if I make much of the trifles of life, then I know nothing of Calvary love. Page 53. If I want to be known as the doer of something that has proved the right thing, or as the one who suggested that it should be done, then I know nothing of Calvary love. I think I may be stepping on the toes of some of you people who work in offices. Isn't it nice to be known as the doer of something that has proved to be the right thing, or as the one who suggested that it should be done? If you don't get credit, that hurts, doesn't it? A lack of gratitude can be a chilling thing. But if that happens to us, as it certainly is going to, sooner or later, how do we take it? In the spirit of Christ or in the spirit of the world? How about this one? If the ultimate, the hardest, cannot be asked of me, if my fellows hesitate to ask it and turn to someone else, then I know nothing of Calvary love. I remember a Bible school teacher telling me that she had prayed that when God had a hard job to do, that he would find me ready to do it. I mean, me, whose name was Betty Howard back then. She said, I prayed that if God had a hard job he wanted done, that he would find Betty Howard ready to do it. I thought, what a strange prayer. This teacher really hardly knew me at all. I didn't have her for any classes. But over the years, I've thought back on that many times, and I've thanked God for her prayers. God has given me some hard jobs to do, and I believe that it was because of the prayers of that teacher that I was ready to do it at the time when it was assigned. I don't suppose the hardest job has ever been given me or the ultimate, but we should be preparing ourselves for anything at all, absolutely anything that God may ask of us. And if we're the sort of person that people would hesitate to ask to do a hard job, something's wrong, isn't it? If my fellows hesitate to ask it and turn to someone else, then I know nothing of Calvary love. And this is one that hits me right between the eyes. Every one of them does in this book, but this is one that I remember, and it's often in my conscience. If I covet any place on earth but the dust at the foot of the cross, then I know nothing of Calvary love. I'll read that one again. If I covet any place on earth but the dust at the foot of the cross, then I know nothing of Calvary love. A few days ago, I talked about the upside-down pyramid of the kingdom of God, about Jesus' words that we in the kingdom of God are to be willing to be the servants of all. He that would be first among you must be willing to be last. Is that going to work in the business world today? Does that work at home? Are we willing to be the servant of all? Mothers and fathers have to be the servants of their children in many ways. But I would strongly urge you and remind you that as mothers and fathers, it is also your job to teach your child to be a servant, to teach him Calvary love, self-giving, the willingness to be the lowest man on the totem pole. May God help us to do his work for his glory.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.